welcome in Tom Rock of Newsday and ESPN's Andrew Brill. All right, Tom, the Giants, turnovers, too many, takeaways, non-existent. What gives?
There's got to be a balance there. It's at some point it's got to change. These takeaways have to come for the defense. They just desperately need them. You look at that Vikings game there in the fourth quarter. The Giants finally score on that Perkins play. They get some momentum going. And you say, okay, now is the time when the Giants defense needs to come up with the ball, get it back to them. Even a three and out, but a takeaway, an interception, a fumble, a strip sack, something to get things going. And they couldn't. They just let the Vikings march all the way down the field.
And this week you're going against a team who is a net zero. You're minus eight, the Giants are, and this is a net zero. So you can't give them extra opportunities. This is a team, just like the Giants, who's supposed to be a high-powered offense, not ranked that well so far this year. But you can't give them extra opportunities. They're a zero. Giants minus eight. That tells a story right there.
Yeah, it certainly does. One of the other things that the Packers have been traditionally known to do is yards after the catch. Giants were pretty good the first few weeks, but it's gone downhill since.
Right, yeah, and this is a team, Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb, they will take the ball. Look, Aaron Rodgers right now, short passes, about 6.5 yards per pass. They have 290 yards all totaled in their three games, yards after the catch. That's about a third of their offense. So you need to tackle. Tackle's been an issue for the Giants. They need to tackle as soon as they make the catch. It's, obviously stop the run game, but tackle a receiver in his tracks.
One of the ways you can combat those short passes, too, is to get pressure on Aaron Rodgers, and that's just been non-existent from Olivier Vernon and Jason Pierre-Paul. One of the problems is, in the fourth quarter, we see them, they are completely gassed. They're playing every play, Bob. Every snap, they're on the field. That's unsustainable for, never mind four games, how about 16 games? That's got to change.
Are you surprised that they haven't used more of a rotation as we've seen them use in the past?
That's what Steve Spagnuolo built his reputation on here with the Giants in 2007, right? The rotation with Strahan and OC and Tuck and all those guys and coming in. Even Dave Tollefson was part of that rotation. Right. Now you got Oadigizua, you got all these young guys sitting on the bench Kerry Wynn, right. They can't get in the game. I think Kerry Wynn played two defensive snaps the other night. That's ridiculous. They need to get these guys on the field because then when it comes to the fourth quarter, as we saw the last two games, the other team is able to march down the field against them because they're so winded and they're exhausted.
You've seen the rotation on the interior, with Snacks coming out, Hankins pretty much staying in, but not as much on the exterior. And the Green Bay Packers have given up 8 sacks, so this is a team you can kind of get after. The Minnesota Vikings sacked Aaron Rodgers 5 times. So this should be an opportunity for the Giants to get a little bit healthier from that defensive end position.
We thought that last week against the Vikings, with their backup tackles.
Yeah, and that's one of the questions that you have about this team right now, because they have some injuries that now they're dealing with. This is a first real test for Ben McAdoo, isn't it?
Well, it's a big game, certainly. It's a big game for him emotionally, even though he sort of stuffs all that stuff pretty down deep inside of himself. But you have to imagine that he's got a lot of things going on in his mind, going back to Green Bay, playing against coaching against Mike McCarthy, his mentor there for so many years with the Packers. But then you look at the other end of the situation, the more practical end of the situation. This team is 2-2. It doesn't get much easier after this. You have the Ravens, and then all of a sudden the Rams are a pretty good team.
And you have to travel far too.
And you have to travel to London to play them. This is almost this is a pretty crucial game right here.
I almost said it. Not going to say most, but Ben McAdoo obviously downplayed that a lot. But if there's a guy that knows Aaron Rodgers, Ben McAdoo is the guy who spent 8 years with him. He should know how to stop him.
Yeah, and part of being a head coach in the NFL is dealing with different situations that arise not only on the field but off the field. And McAdoo's getting a taste for life as an NFL head coach, isn't he?
Especially here in Big Town. Yeah, Odell Beckham Jr. certainly drawing a lot of attention here, and it's become a hot button topic. He's a bit of a lightning rod for everybody. Every sportscaster with an internet access or a microphone has an opinion on how Ben McAdoo should be handling Odell Beckham Jr. right now. He's got to listen to himself. He's got to do what he thinks is right. He knows Odell Beckham Jr. better than any of the commentators out there who are talking about this. He's got to follow his instincts and find a way to get Odell Beckham Jr. to be productive. If he's productive, if they win, then all of these things go away.
A lot of talk about, you know, the referee's now going to watch people to try and that are instigating Odell Beckham Jr. But what the bottom line is, through the first four games this season, 303 yards receiving. First four games last season, 307. The production is right there. He had 1,450 yards last season. Just the off-the-field stuff has to change a little bit. Or what should I say? The antics off the field have to change.
And he's got to get in the end zone.
Right.
Yeah, because the numbers, the receptions and yardage are almost exactly the same as it was through the first four games last year. The only difference is last year he had two touchdowns. This year he hasn't gotten into the end zone. All right, give me your prediction for Sunday night in the Giants and Pack.
I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I thought last week was a low-scoring game. It wound up being that way. I think this one's going to be a high-scoring game. I think it's going to be 37-35. I'll give it to the Giants.
All right.
I was going to go a little bit lower, 27-21. I think both teams get in the end zone. I think Odell gets a touchdown this week. I'll give that to the Giants as well.
All right, Andrew, great having you. Tom, great having you as well.